Welcome to Session 9 of A New Can of Worms, a Star Frontiers actual play podcast. In this episode, the PCs integrate themselves more with the mercenary band and prepare to take on their first major mission. The recording of this session had some audio trouble, and so we start the session in the middle. There are also some remaining audio artifacts at the beginning of the recording and occasionally throughout. Okay. Third time's the charm. I guess. Alright, we're going to try this again. So, the two types of jobs they typically do are, one is escort duty, where they will escort shipments of stuff around the continent. Typically from Point True to somewhere else, or from Reestel. Travel between Point True and Reestel is pretty safe. So, from there and Point South, they'll provide escort duty just to general make sure things arrive. There's a little bit of banditry, not that much. It's more protection from creatures. And then another kind of job that they do is they just provide kind of security services. Like there's a group from the mercenary company that is in Point True right now that is basically doing security at a fixed facility. They're the security guards at the gate and at the building. And so that's the primary types of jobs that they do. Occasionally they'll be asked to go pick up and deliver stuff. That's why they have the ground trucks that they have. So the getting the things from the spacecraft wasn't completely out of line with what they did. They're usually not going and, you know, there's not usually a downed craft that they need to pull stuff out of, or, you know, every once in a while somebody will find something and someone transport it, and it'll be hard to do that. Find out of the wild. And there it goes again.
Well, I guess while we're waiting, one of the conversations we need to have is if we're going to be undercover here, how far are we willing to go?
I'm thinking it doesn't sound like we'd be asked to do much more than we would be doing for Streel.
As working for Streel, we shot these guys up. Are we willing to shoot up other people?
Streel? Yeah. Doesn't sound like we'd have to necessarily.
All right.
Oh, there we go. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. I'm wondering.
Whoa. There he goes again.
I guess the game's now in Morse code.
It almost sounds like interference of some kind, except that that doesn't make sense.
Unless we go back to the NSA listening center again.
Yeah.
They just know that Tom is giving out the secret launch codes for the, you know, nuclear missiles.
There we go.
Yeah, Kim Jong-un is giving them away. Done.
My audio keeps connecting and disconnecting. Let's see if this stays up. Okay. Where did I fall out that time?
You were just finishing talking about that they had a unit
okay.
in Point True.
Okay.
That did security duties. And then the third type, and then boom.
Okay. The going to get No, it went on over again. My computer is completely wigging out, and I have no idea why.
Well, we're just discussing how it's funny how it only happens when you try to advance the story.
Yeah, so I guess if we just sit here and talk, we'll be fine. Yeah, it's like I'm not using the CPU. I'm not using the memory. I'm hardly using the network. The GPU is going busy because it's streaming and encoding the stream, but it always does that. And now that I'm talking and not trying to advance the story, it's working just fine.
Although I am hearing beats.
Are you?
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Hmm.
I don't know.
See if you could tell us what the third type of mission is.
So the third type was picking stuff up. They would, like going to get the spaceship, stuff from the spaceship. They would do things like that. Occasionally people would find things and they'd get hired to go pick them up and bring them back. So that type of a job is not unusual. It's not common, but it's not unusual. But the fact that there was a downed spaceship, that just doesn't happen very often. So that was a bit of a unique.
And they didn't question why the spaceship was downed?
No.
They weren't like somebody's going to shoot it down for us? They were.
No. Not as far as you know. They didn't know. The people you're talking to had no. They said, no, we just got. In fact, we were coming back from a delivery job, but we weren't bringing anything back. And we get a call. We're on the road. We happen to be out there. And they said, just divert over here and get this. And they, you know, there might have been some people or things we had to deal with to get it, but it was Strill, so you know that doesn't bother the boss, and we just do what we're told.
Well, okay, but I mean, that's kind of, you know, I'm just gonna talk to you guys. That's kind of sketchy, though. You know, we're just taking stuff that, you know, this isn't like protection.
I don't know.
Delivery. I mean, I know we're just following orders and it's a paycheck, but.
But, okay, but.
I don't want to get shot over stealing someone's stuff.
It doesn't sound like they're like pirates or anything, okay?
No,
it just
but
sounds
I mean,
like somebody contacted them, say, hey, there's a ship down, see what you can scavenge, and I'll pay you. Whose ship is it? Oh, it's Streel's. Oh, okay, great. We'll go do it.
Well, I'm going to ask him point blank, well, who is this guy that asked us to do this? Because maybe we shouldn't be working for him and doing these kind of jobs if he's going to put... I mean, it sounds like you guys got pretty shut up in the last...
Yeah, that last... we did. If we find those guys that did that, we want to meet them in a dark alley. Let me tell you.
I wouldn't blame you. But...
No, we don't know. I mean, she had... Commander,
at him, I guess?
What?
Has the commander said anything like we're not working for those guys anymore?
No, not that I know of. I mean, she doesn't tell us where she gets her jobs. So I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I'm just curious because you know I don't want to get shot.
Well, yeah, neither do we. But, you know, sometimes that's what the hazard pays for, I guess. Doesn't happen very often. So, as you're sitting there at breakfast, one of the higher-ranking members of the outfit walks up to the table where you guys are at, and he points at... Checheka and at Zulki. And he says, you two, and I need one more who can man a gun.
I guess me.
Okay.
But what kind of gun?
Whichever kind. What kind are you good at? Doesn't matter.
All right, I'll go.
Says so. We're running into Point True today. Commander Reese has ordered a couple new explorers to replace the ones we lost. Some of the ones we lost. And so we're going to take your vehicle and our ground car. We're going to take four driver and shotgun teams in, and we're going to drive the two new explorers and the four vehicles back out. Should be gone half the day. Just run in, grab the vehicles, and come back. But we need you to drive. I've got the drivers. You two will be manning guns on the explorers.
Okay.
So
I'm better off in a beam weapon than.
All right, you'll get to explore with the heavy laser on it then.
All right, and I guess Zolki will get the other one because he can shoot everything.
That's a copy. Three though.
What was that?
You're only taking three.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we need. So you, Dole, and Chikara will just be here.
Okay.
While they're gone, I'm just going to keep looking for the opportunity to basically bug the robots, the maintenance robots.
All right. All right, so those of you in... So the way it works out is that... hold on, my computer rebooting, all my stuff's not set up. Okay. So, one, two, three of you. Okay. So, there is the guy who came and got you, his name's Hoyt, a human male. He'll be driving the ground car in. Riding with him is a human woman named Marilyn. Then Shane, you'll be riding with them, as will Zolki. And then there is another Vrusk male named Nakai, a human male named Wes, and the Yazirian female named Gilbish, who will be riding with Chikara in, or not Chikara, Chicheka, in your guys' explorer into town. So that's how it's going to be broken down. So you two will be in with the two of the others in their ground car, and then everybody else will be in the explorer. So you'll have the opportunity to talk to them on the drive if you want.
Were these people involved in the fight with us?
Look to see if you recognize anybody. Did we lose Tom again?
Yes, we did.
I think we did.
He's probably
looks that way.
I guess we'll.
All right, there we go. Sorry, muting my headset doesn't work very well. I'll just have to mute it in Discord. My little ones came in here again. All right. So, were they involved? Yeah, you can find that out as you're talking with them as you're driving. So, Marilyn was. She was driving one of the ground trucks in that. And you find out that one of the gunner guys that is riding with Chikara, Chicheka, was on that raid too.
Okay. But, yeah, there's no recognition.
They don't seem to recognize you. I mean, she definitely wouldn't have. She was never that close. And actually, neither would have Wes, because he was riding shotgun with her. So those two, no, they wouldn't recognize you.
Okay.
But, you know, as you're talking about, she goes, yeah, we were going in. She starts telling you about what happened. And she says, we were driving in. The explorers went out front because, you know, there was a chance there might be some resistance. And, but they just figured it was going to be, we just figured it was going to be a banged up spaceship sitting on, you know, crashed in the ground. And we were just going to be looking for pieces. And they get there and the ship starts opening fire on them, you know, just out of the blue. And, blasting them. And then when the people got out, you know, our team got out and were on the ground because the explorers had gotten damaged and weren't drivable, apparently. And then they started shooting up the people on the ground. Apparently, they had a team there on the ground with another vehicle, and there was a bit of a dust up with them. I think we got one of them though. And from what they tell us, but that ship had operable weapons, and we just had to beat a retreat. Man, he shot all the way across, blew up one of the other trucks from half a kilometer away.
Well, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, not a pretty
almost
sight.
Sounds like an ambush.
All right, well, I don't know what more information I could get from them if they don't seem to know much.
Are those automated systems on that ship?
We don't know. We never got that close. I don't know if it was automated or somebody was manning it.
Did you know what you were getting?
No. No idea. We just said pick up the cargo from the ship and bring it back. We were supposed to take it up to Navin's Mill up the north end of the continent, which is where we had just come from. We were just on the way back from there when we got the call to go out there. Is why we were in that part of the area.
There?
Navin's Mill to Seaport. North end of the continent.
You guys have a facility there? Do you always?
No. We had just taken some stuff. We'd made a delivery up there, and we're just on our way back. So we had empty trucks. We could pick something up.
I was just wondering, because it sounded like you had a facility up there, but I guess you just drop it off to the client up at Navin's Mill.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't our stuff. It was a delivery for Pan Galactic. We tend to do a lot of deliveries for them.
Oh, okay. So Pan Galactic was the client to pick up that. Okay.
Well, yeah, that was where we just dropped stuff off from. You know, they might have been involved in the recovery of the ship. I mean, we did hear it was a Strill ship, and it wasn't Strill hiring, as I can guarantee you that, because Commander Reese doesn't do jobs for Strill. So, I wouldn't be surprised if it was Pan Galactic that it asked her to send someone up to get it.
Why didn't she do jobs for Streel?
Don't know. She's never told us. But she does not do jobs for Streel.
I would think you'd want to make the money from the highest bidder.
Well, you know, we make enough money, they pay us good enough. What her profit margin is, that's her business. If she doesn't want that to be as high.
What are we picking up today?
Well, we're just going to get the vehicles today.
The vehicles, okay.
Yeah, we're just bringing back the new explorers. So.
Do you think you guys were set up?
What, you mean when we raided the ship? Yeah. I don't think we were set up.
Because, I mean, you said there was a team waiting for us. Them, or you.
Yeah, but they may have just gotten there before us. I mean, I don't know. I mean, the ship had been down for a while. It's entirely possible they had people in the area, too. It was just bad luck, really.
Based on the size of the ship, do we have any idea
what might be the minimum or the maximum capacity for security detail?
Yeah, well, it was a small ship. It was a dark class shuttle, just a little whole size two ship, and it's actually designed for a crew of eight, I think, is what it can hold. It doesn't hold as much cargo because it puts more crew into that size of a ship. But it just everything in it would have fit on our two trucks. It's effectively a one cargo unit cargo hauler. It's just an interplanetary, it's actually interstellar capable.
And what was the detail complement on the floor?
Us, we had 18 people. We didn't expect it to be a problem. Actually, we had 22, including us drivers of the trucks, but there were 18 people in the three explorers. Should have been an easy job, but something went wrong. Apparently, there was a Streel Explorer there with a crew as well, so that kind of evened the odds a little bit more, but we thought we could get them. But apparently the ship wasn't as banged up as we were led to believe, and it had a functioning laser cannon.
Well, that's why I was wondering if you thought maybe that there was a trap.
No, if it was, it went all the way up. It was a good faith contract. I mean, Commander Reese is pretty frustrated about how much equipment she lost, and the fact that we lost a lot of our team. I think if she had any indication that it was, she wouldn't have sent us in.
Hey, that fire from the ship, was it beam weapons or?
Yeah, it was. The ship has a pod laser turret on it, which in an atmosphere operates like a heavy laser, but with double the range. So it was effectively, they were being shot at with a heavy laser, how it worked out.
You got screens on these explorers?
No. Oh. They don't exist in Star Frontiers. It's not part of the standard rule set. So.
What, screens? Are you kidding me?
Not for vehicles.
I thought that environmental vehicle that we got, the Explorer, had had a screen.
Nope. No, they don't make vehicle size screens.
Hey, Tom, is Angel's character with us?
He's driving the other vehicle, so no, not at this point. He's with the other people. He was gonna get a separate conversation had he been here.
So the reason I wonder is, at some point, I would like to, when we're getting out and getting the vehicles, talk to his character about seeing if it's possible to put a tracker on the new explorers.
Oh, okay.
That, not necessarily activated, but something we could use later. It might be kind of good if I could just kind of surreptitiously look at what the comm frequencies are.
Have all the comm frequencies.
Yeah, that I know, but I mean, training. Does it look like they change them a lot, or they're always the same standard ones? It'd be kind of a good idea to note that in case if we have to fight these guys eventually.
Okay. Well, that's something you can keep an eye out for.
Okay.
All right. So you get into town, and you pull up to a pangalactic distribution center. And there's a couple new explorers sitting right there outside the building on the lot. And Hoyt goes in. He seems to be in charge of the job. He goes inside and talks to him for a few minutes. And comes back out with the keys. And he says, all right, we're all set to go. So he makes assignments. He says, Rainey, you ride with me. I'll be taking that Explorer there. It's got the laser, the heavy laser on it. Zulky, you ride with Marilyn. She'll be driving the other Explorer. It's got a machine gun on it. And Nakai will drive the ground car back. And Gilvish will ride with him. And then we'll have Vance ride with Checheka back in your Explorer. He'll man your gun. Just, you know, be alert. Keep an eye out. Shouldn't be any problems. The road between here and Reesdale is pretty pretty safe. Don't usually have any problems, but just be alert. And let's get back. Okay. So you guys all mount up in your respective vehicles. And you can talk down to the driver of your vehicle if you want as you're driving back, or you can just kind of keep an eye out. And any other conversations you want to have? Anything you want to talk about, Zulky? You weren't here for the earlier ones, but
I've been trying to catch up on your stuff. But you know, I'll follow along. No problem. Okay. I need your mind shotgun. So it's shooting down projectile weapons, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you guys don't have anything else, we'll go ahead and switch back over to those back at the base.
That's fine.
All right. Eric?
Mm-hmm.
And John? What are you going to be doing? John's going to be working in the tech lab. They don't really have a specific assignment for you right now, Eric.
No, I need to go find something to blow up.
All right. So
just mosey around the base, look for how I would set charges or whatever for our exit, or how to beat a good getaway when we get discovered.
Okay. So, so there's the main ramp. You know what? Give me just a second.
Beep, that sounds like somebody's phone. And that buzzing sounds like feedback happening.
That was probably my headset. I went out of range of my receiver. I am going to... Oh, that's not me, though. You're right, maybe that something was else.
I was turning off the vibration thing on my phone.
Oh. All right, so... While we're sitting here talking, I'm going to try to get that map up. All right, so John, you're going to try to sneakily. All right.
You ruined it for us,
yeah,
too.
Exactly. Sneakily get that.
Just Didn't you say there were two maintenance robots?
Yeah, there are two maintenance robots.
I'm just going to try to get camera and microphone on each of them somewhere. I planted on each of them.
Okay, so go ahead and give me a technician roll. All right, you successfully attached it to the first one, and you did it without him noticing.
Cool. You want to try again?
Yep, go ahead.
Uh-oh, 58.
All right, 58, and what is your...
Let's see, I'm technician level...
I think you're level 2 or 3, aren't you?
Level 2.
All right, and what's your intelligence? What was that?
27.
Your int is 27?
Yeah, well, my log is 43.
Oh, actually, that's the one to use. Okay. All right, so as you're working on the second one, the other guy walks over and goes, "What are you working on there?"
I noticed this on hanging from the robot. I was wondering what it was, and it fell right off.
All right. So what piece are you showing him?
The microphone.
The microphone. That was on there? I don't remember that being on there.
Oh, got tangled up on, I don't know.
Okay.
What kind of stuff are these guys cleaning anyway?
Oh, they do all kinds. I mean, they do everything. Storage room, down to the power plant. They do, the barracks, mess hall. So, I mean, they do it. We run them pretty ragged.
Yeah, he must have happened to... Get hung up on, this must have got hung up on him somewhere. Probably when he was coming in here.
All right, well, that's weird. So he takes the microphone and he goes, "Well, we'll see if anybody's missing it."
No.
So you don't get it installed on that one.
Well, at least we got one.
Yep. So. What the? I'm trying to get this map. So I'm half distracted here. All right. So you, here we go. Okay, just a second.
It tells me that just having the one camera can get a good map. Is that what we're waiting on?
Yeah, you're waiting on the download from the... Wait, where did it go? All right, fine.
Sounds like someone's failing his tech skill besides just me.
Yeah.
You should really say something to your daughter about not finishing that map and uploading it for you.
Yeah. So actually, the problem was I had to turn off all of her edits before I export it. Because... All right. So, we're getting closer now. The, all right, so while you're doing that, Dole's wandering around, and, someone catches him being lazy and decides to put him to work. So he just, he's like, come with me.
I like form a hole somewhere in the middle of my face and put my finger in there and start miming humans.
Start miming humans. All right. Well, he says we've got to run down to the power plant and change out some filters. So you're coming with me to help. And
okay.
They grab the. He goes, the ground car can make it most of the way, but the last little bit we've got to walk. Actually, that's not true. The ground car can make it the whole way. Otherwise, how would they have gotten the stuff down there in the first place? So as you start going down the vehicle, the you go past the one storage shed that's by the barracks, and behind that there's a cave entrance that goes further in, and you go in and it splits to the right and left, and you guys take the right fork, and it's lit. The right fork is lit. There's lights along the ceiling, and you start going down, and it goes back quite a ways. And as you and it's sloped downwards, just subtly. It's not like a steep slope, but all right. Let me. Almost got the map up. And then I can just show you. Oh, this is what I get for not doing it in advance. Okay, here we go. So here is the base. So I will walk you guys through it. So this is the slope. Can you guys all see that?
Yeah.
Can you all see, I'll see the map? It's kind of a big map. All right.
A map.
It's a map. All right. So we have, there's this dashed line at the bottom is a fence. And everything is labeled. There's the gatehouse, some guard towers. This garage here outside is where they keep their air car. This is a slope downward into the cave. So there you see the scale. So here's the barracks where your rooms are, the mess hall and conference rooms. This is the tech room. This is Cassandra's apartment back there. She's got her own little area. And the power station is way back along there at the top. So you're going down this long path.
Okay, I'm going to text everybody that I found a spike trap.
You're not in that one. Yeah, apparently my daughter put the label on the wrong layer there. So... yeah, apparently there's a spike trap down there. I'll have to post the decorated one that she did later. So, but as you're going down, you see these side passages off, like here and here, and they are not illuminated. They go off into the darkness. You see a little bit of ways down them. You see that there's a branch, but you don't go down there. So you drive down to the power station, and you get out, and it looks like it's a geothermal setup. It's definitely warmer down where you're at, down there. And you go in, and you know there's pumps and whatever. There's a turbine in there generating power, and there's some filters that there's a bypass, and you bypass some system, some it's water, and pull the filters out. Water splashes around a little bit. You put the new ones in, and set it all back up. It takes you, you know, an hour or so to do all the work down there. So, is there anything you want to do while you're down there, or anything you want to? It's just you and this.
If you try to place charges on the station, so wouldn't recommend that.
No, I'll poke around to see where I could, but I'm not going to do anything right now. I'm obviously not walking around with a bunch of grenades on me or anything.
Right.
So, yeah. And I'll just continue being like a typical Dralazite, you know, like go over and put my hand on something and act like I'm sucking on it or whatever, and other weird kind of stupid humor so that I can look around things and stuff, play with stuff and stack rocks and, you know, but meanwhile, check out where I could put something or, you know, look to see if there's anything that'll prevent me from sneaking back here later.
Let's see. Do you have a technician skill?
No, I don't, really.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and make a roll.
Huh. 13.
All right. So, it's not like they're hiding or anything, but there definitely are security cameras in the area, so you see them. There's one in the room that looks like
detective skill could get used on that.
Exactly. There's also, you also notice as you're going back out, there's one that sits right here on the map that looks at the outside of the building.
Click that again.
Oh, Right here.
Okay. That looks zoomed in far enough. Okay.
Oh, okay. That looks at the front of the building. Basically, it's kind of like the entrance from the passageway down, but it watches the outside of the building. So you notice there's at least those two security cameras that monitor this area.
Okay, so I stop, I look up, I stick my finger in what my ear might be, and I start pushing something out the other side of my head like my finger's going through.
All right.
Make a face and then keep walking.
So they're not like hidden or anything. They're actually fairly obvious. They're just there as a precaution, more than anything. It's not like they're trying to catch people. So you spend your time down there. Do you want to talk to the guy you're with at all?
I don't know. I'll just say, hey, you know, I used to, when I was younger and was walking about, was all interested in power and things like that. How many Mega SCU come out of that thing?
He goes, oh, it's not a big generator. They asked me, I have to pull up the numbers. It is a... It's a type 2 generator, which you can probably tell. It says, yeah, we generate about 850 SDU an hour out of this, or we can. We don't pull that much, but...
So if I plug my Chronicom directly into that, it'd give me a buzz, right?
you can't plug directly into it, but yeah, probably would if you were to rig something up. That would definitely give you a buzz. So,
and everything around here runs off this thing?
Yeah, everything in the base does.
And it's all the way back here in this little hole?
Yeah, well, that's where the power was. That's where the heat source was for it, yeah. So,
a heat source? I always thought that was making the heat.
No, we're tapped on a geothermal vent underneath it.
And what's a geothermal vent?
He proceeds to explain it to you.
Oh, it's where the earth farts, huh? Okay. Start. I'll continue heading back, doing some of that, you know, wiggly stuff. But
all right. So, yeah, okay. And you can see as you're going back, you can see the power lines running back up through the cavern. You probably noticed them driving down too. But, yeah, it is strung out. That's just where they found a way to put the power in. So.
Alrighty. Okay, so I just kind of play it cool.
How
narrow is the passage at this point right here? Why am I not making my... There we go.
You get a long click. I realize I drew it too narrow. It's probably at least... It's wide enough that the ground car can drive down there. So it's wider than a vehicle.
So there's no great pinch point.
No, there's not really. There were places... As you start looking for that, you realize that this has been dug or blasted out in places. There's some places where it looks like natural cave wall, and there's other places where it looks like it's been worked to make it wider.
What about cables and stuff bringing all the power out?
They're suspended
all
along
above the head.
Along the ceiling. Yep.
Okay.
So,
alrighty.
Yeah, and then they run up and come out and then fan out to the various buildings in the base.
All right.
Okay, John, how do you want... What is your camera and microphone going to be transmitting to?
Hadn't thought that far ahead. Let's see. It could be transmitting to my Chronicom, but I wouldn't want it to be just like... Can I have its own unique channel on my Chronicom so that when I'm ready to look and listen, I can
turn it off? Yeah, you
can
do that. The Chronicoms have multiple channels on them, so.
Yeah. So, that, you know, when I suspect I won't get caught, I can kind of peek at whatever.
So it's just transmitting, and then you can look at it whenever you want to.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll have to figure out something better, you know. Once everyone's back and I can get suggestions. I don't have like a computer I could hook it to.
Nope. There's one in the conference room.
Oh yeah, that's a great idea.
So
I can stand in front of the monitor or the camera for him and make more faces. Funny shapes are in my mood today.
Good point.
That's intuition, not logic. So.
Yeah. Still 43. That was the one bad roll when I was generating my character. I was like, "Oh, this is great. This is great." Oh, wait.
Okay. Well. John spends the most of the morning working in the tech shop on the robots and almost gets them all installed, but the second one he gets caught doing. And Dole gets roped into lots of little odd jobs like the filter down at the power plant and some stuff like that. And a little bit after lunchtime, the explorers come rolling back in, and there's the your explorer and the ground car and two additional explorers parked there in that center area. So yeah, this area right here on the map is basically where they parked the vehicles, just kind of in between all the buildings there in the cave. So they get back, and the crew that was on the Explorer, on the vehicles, comes into lunch and get a late lunch. And a lot of the other people drift in and to talk to them and see if anything exciting happened. And while you're all there, Mac, if you remember Mac, he's the guy for... that was hit by the laser blast that had the albedo screen. His real name is Gary, but he goes by Mac. Everybody calls him Mac. He comes in. He says, "All right, well, since everybody's here, I don't have to go track you down." He goes, "We've got another job. We'll be, now that we've got the explorers, we'll be headed out in the morning. A small convoy of six ground transports will be here in the morning. Actually, they'll be here later tonight. They'll be ready to go in the morning. And we will meet up with them in town, and we'll be escorting them down to..." Now I forgot the name of the town. There it is, to Tuckerville. Which is it's a long haul. It's about 10-11 hours of driving.
Did you say Tuckerville?
Tucker. Tooker. So I'm going to give you guys a new map.
Was picking on your Utah there.
Yeah, I know you were. Tuckerville. All right, so here is the current campaign map, and I've expanded a little bit. So there's...
Ooh, the ground got pretty.
And the yellower roads. So you're here in Reesdale, and your destination is down there at the bottom of the map. And so you'll pass through Braylon's Rest, but this is about an 11-hour drive. So we're going to be doing it in one long run. We'll stop for a little bit in Braylon's, but for the most part, this will be a long drive. They'll offload.
It's like Baker on the way to LA, right?
Yep. It's more like Las Vegas is about where Braylon's is from here to Vegas, here to LA. Maybe not quite. But
I got a question. Does it say Hookerville or Tookerville?
Tookerville.
All right.
It's kind of like another place that I was saying earlier, and Tooele all mixed together.
So, but you wind through the mountains for this first part, and then you hit this. This is kind of a desertish, drier area. It's in the lee of the mountains, so it doesn't get a lot of moisture. And then Tuckerville's right down at the where the mountains end, and south of there is more plains, more open.
How many kilometers is that? Because are we going to have to stop and recharge the?
No, course? You'll recharge overnight in Tuckerville. You got okay. Plenty of it's 600 or so kilometers. Okay. No, you don't have to worry about the range. And there will be all three explorers will be going, but we're taking, there'll be four people per explorer. We can trade off driving and riding shotgun, but we'll be escorting six ground trucks along the way. So, and he calls off names. He goes, okay, so in the first explorer, we've got, I'll be in that one. We've got Marilyn, Wes, and we'll take Rennie. You'll be in that one with us. Then Hoyt will be driving the second explorer. Zolki will be manning the gun on that one. We've got Vance, who will be riding along there. And Dole, you'll be in that explorer. Then Chikar will be driving his explorer. We'll have...
You mean Checheka?
Yeah, Checheka. You're all going this time. Checheka okay. will be driving. Chikar, you'll be manning the gun. And then I've got, Gilbash and Wes will be riding along on that one. So, get some rest. It's going to be a long day tomorrow. Actually, the next 2 days. Oh. It's just general supplies. It's a shipment down to the PGC Pangalactic facility down there in Tuckerville. And you guys know that Tuckerville, one of the things, it's mostly a mining community, but also is a spaceport. There's a small spaceport there because there is a uranium mine there in the mountains nearby. So they mine uranium, refine it into fuel pellets for starships, and so they have a regular space shuttle that comes and goes to haul that up to the station in orbit. And both PGC and Streel have operations in the town.
Is it possible that before I go to bed tonight, I can rig up a sort of a retransmitter that can actually reach my Chronicom from here? I could hide it under my bed or something.
You would be able to hide under your bed. You'd have to mount it up outside because remember you're down in a cave, and you would need a radio phone to do it because of the distance involved.
So I'm not going to be able to see anything that's going on back at the caves while we're gone.
Set up a recorder.
When you were, who was it that was exploring the supplies over there? The, you know.
That would be Rennie, but he just barely got back.
Yeah.
Did you happen to notice anything that could be used to set up a recording device?
If I knew anything about technology, I would say yes.
I just don't have part. Wait, what are the chances that the parts are there in the tech room? And then what are the odds that I could somehow smuggle them out? That would be tough.
The odds of them being there are very high. You, having spent the day in there, you could probably cobble together something from what's there to make some sort of recording device to record the transmissions. You would need to make a roll to actually make it, to construct it, because there isn't just a recording receiver with a recorder on it that you could grab.
Right.
And then you'd have to get it back to your room and conceal it. Okay. John, you are really, really hard to hear. There's a lot of staticky noise.
Yeah, I rolled a 50.
Okay, yeah, I saw that. Okay, that's just enough.
Ooh.
To build
that's
it.
All that counts, though.
So you get it constructed. I want you to make another roll.
Oh!
Okay.
I'm going to the brig.
Let's see. Okay.
Hey, guys! I'm here!
Alright, are you back? Oh, yeah. That's Angel! Hey, welcome! You're just in time!
Oh, cool.
We got the blood stopped.
Wait, what?
Don't worry, you're not dead yet.
They're just yanking your chain. All right. So they went and picked up a couple new explorers, and
what? We got more?
Well, the mercenary company was replacing the ones you guys blew up. And then you just got assigned an escort job. So in the morning, you'll be headed out driving. When you get onto Roll 20, you'll see the map. You're headed from Reesdale down to that town at the bottom of the map.
Okay. Well, I'm not home. I my phone.
All right. So you've got about a 10 or 11 hour drive ahead of you tomorrow.
Oh, yay!
So, all right. So, John, you get it back to your room.
I'm losing you guys, I think.
Are you? We can hear you just fine.
Yeah.
I hear you.
I hear you, brother.
All right. So, you get, John, you get it back to your room and you stash it away somewhere. You think it's concealed and can record while you're gone. You guys are going to be gone for a couple days.
We're toast.
Yeah, they're going to find that roll. All
sounds pretty good.
Any of you want to do anything else the rest of the afternoon?
No.
I'm going to make sure the vehicle's in tip-top shape.
Okay. So, yeah, you get back from your drive earlier in the morning picking up the other explorers, and you go over the vehicle and check that it's all working and get plugged in to charge. So it's fully charged for the drive tomorrow. And don't have any problems. Everybody else is definitely interested in the new vehicles. They're all checking them out. And, you notice they're the same model as yours. Slightly newer. Yours is probably a couple years old, but at this point, but these ones are
the battle survivor.
Yeah, these ones are basically the same model, just 2 year refresh on that, and they're brand new. I mean, they've been driven from Point True to Reesdale.
Oh wow!
And that's it. It's the only miles they've got on them. They were brand new. And so you spent the afternoon getting everything stowed, ready to go. Later in the day after dinner, Mac pulls in everybody that's going to go on the trip. He says, all right, we're issuing everybody rifles.
I'm hearing something now.
Oh, good. So it's after dinner, and Mac going around. Okay, everybody going on this run. We're issuing rifles to everyone. So pick a rifle you're good with from the armory, and which is in the storage. There's a small weapon storage area in one of the storage sheds, and he takes you all over there. And if you don't have a weapon for your primary weapon skill, a rifle weapon, you can add that to your character sheet and 5 clips.
But if we already have a weapon, we just add the 5 clips?
Just add the 5 clips, yeah. If you already have a rifle. But everybody should have a rifle for this trip. And you hear some, cheering. Not really cheering, but people are kind of pretty good because somebody makes a comment and says, well, I guess the one good thing came out of that, your botch job, Mac, and he scowls at them. And as they're handing out the weapons.
They're not taking any chances anymore.
I got the gun.
All right. So unless you want to do anything else, we'll fade to black and wake up in the morning.
Okay.
I'm good for fading.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know.
Not me.
It's Eric knocking stuff over on his computer.
No, that's kid in the room, but yes.
All right, so Angel, just so you know, you'll be driving with let's see, who's gonna be your gunner? Was going to be, oh, it was Chikara. Chikara will be manning the gun on yours, and then you'll have two of the mercenaries riding along. And they can drive and man the gun as well, so that you don't have to drive the whole 11 hours. You can swap out. And there's a town about halfway, not quite halfway, between where Reesdale here, where you're at, and your destination, that you guys will stop and like get lunch and stretch your legs a little bit. But otherwise, it's one long push. To get this down there. So,
what are we escorting? What are we taking?
It is general supplies for for Pan Galactic, you'll be transporting cargo containers. You don't know exactly what's in it. That's all they told you was general supplies. In the town you're headed to, there's a mining operation. Both Streel and Pan Galactic have mines down there, and you're just taking some supplies down to the Pan Galactic outfit. Yeah. So, all right. Well, morning comes around. Everybody gets breakfast. You realize that with everybody going on this trip, there's probably going to be less than a dozen people left back at the base.
Yeah, but we're all going on this trip too, so.
Yep. So
yeah, but then we could call Streel and tell him to attack the base while we're gone, and we look innocent, and they would come out with all the stuff.
That's a good idea, actually.
I think that's what we should do. Streel's our mother corporation. They're our baby. They're our daddies. So, yeah, I think we should do that.
Well, let's. I don't know how we're going to get the communication out without people noticing, though.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So let's talk about that now. So what kind of message do you want to send out? I assume you'll be looking for the opportunity to send it while you're driving, but what message do you want to send?
Minimum security at Pirate Base.
R2 facility. It's the mercenary base.
Yeah.
Minimum security, R2 base, out on supply run.
Take advantage.
Okay.
Yeah, take advantage of the situation. Can we give them, do they know the location?
Okay. Yeah, it's public knowledge.
Okay.
Yeah, the mercenaries aren't trying to hide. They're just a mercenary company.
And we need to, because I don't think we've informed them, we need to inform them that these are the people that attacked the ship.
Oh, man, yeah. We didn't tell them that yet.
I think you guys knew that.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
That's how you found them in the first place, because you interrogated their two people you caught.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you want to try to transmit anything you've found out about motives or any of that, or are you just going to tell them that the base is empty,
well,
or mostly empty?
Short, so that way the transmission doesn't get picked up.
Okay.
So,
sounds good.
Yeah, that we can put on the report.
All right. So I'll we'll keep that in mind as we're going through. This trip, if an opportunity comes up, because right now you guys are spread out between all three explorers, and you know, it's not something you can just do really easily. So, all right. So you head out and you start out. There's kind of a bit of a open plain. You're kind of skirting along the edge of a spur of the mountain range, as you start off headed west and then loop around and start headed south and then back a little bit southeast, and you're driving along, things are going, it's fairly pretty country, actually. The drive is not unenjoyable, or it is enjoyable. It's not
unenjoyable. Okay, so it's an easy cruise.
Yeah, you're driving on a paved road, and you get up in the morning. You first head into town, and there at the main inn hotel in town, there's six big hover ground transports. So, they all have the Pan Galactic logo emblazoned on their side. And you meet up with them, and Matt goes up and goes in to the hotel, to the lobby, and he's in there for a few minutes, and then he comes back out, and a dozen people come out, and they split up into pairs, and two of them get in each of the vehicles.
What races are, besides the Yazarian gunner, my friend, what races are coming in with us?
With you, you have two humans, both male.
Ah, okay. Who am I?
There's three cars.
Yeah, there's three vehicles. There's three explorers. The one that Mac, the leader, is in, there's him, a human, another human male, another human female, and Rennie is in that one. And then, in fact, I should write this down so I remember. And then Zulki and Dole are in the second one with two other human males.
All there is humans with me. What is Zulki? Zulki is
a human, yeah.
I'm the only drow that amongst humans?
Yep.
Okay, it's
time. Dude, you're going to collect all kinds of humor.
My arms get really long. They hang down to the floor.
Oh, no, you can get them swapping jokes, and then you go home and be able to get rich.
Drowsites can do fart jokes really good because they can fart with both arms at once.
I take that back. There's
their whole body at the
there's
same time.
A angel. There is. It's not two human males. It's a human male and a Yazarian female. In yours.
All right. Well, listen. You don't need to shoot off the gun up there and shooting off nothing else. All right.
Hey, I'll trade. I'll trade you. You guys can take one of our guys, and we'll have the Yazarian female with us.
I think you should do what we're assigned.
Yeah, you don't get choice.
Oh, fine.
All right. So, so you go out and you're traveling. He initially has one of the explorers out in front, one in the middle so an explorer, three trucks, an explorer, three trucks, and an explorer. So that's kind of how you're traveling down the road. So you have several hours of driving if you want to talk with the mercenaries in your group, in your vehicle with you. Try to engage them in conversation. You can try to do that.
We didn't get much.
What's
out of
the terrain look like outside?
So you're basically skirting along the edge of a mountain range. So it's hilly and mountains to your left, and then more open plains to your right. At least until you get to Braylon's Rest, which is the halfway town, and then you come down out of the mountains into a more scrubby desert type area for a while until you get to Tuckerville, and then just beyond Tuckerville, it opens up into like grasslands and Great Plains type terrain, but you're not going that far, so.
So I start talking to him about that Holovid show about the dog and the bird, and how the dog always gets hurt trying to catch the bird, and then I start forming different shapes with my hands like anvils and hammers and things, and I start using that as an opportunity to make physical contact with them enough that they start thinking, hey, this guy just touches us a lot.
Okay. Make a...
And joking, because it's out there. I mean, look, there's a rock out there, and...
I want you to make a personality roll.
Let's see if I tick these guys off.
when Zolki gets back, he can tell you how he feels about it.
You're going to find yourself stuffed in the food box.
15.
Hey!
My goodness.
You get chuckles, and they seem to warm up to you a little bit. And you get along just fine with them.
Okay.
Not bad for a jellicite.
So the two in with you are Hoyt Vold. He's the guy that led the group back to get the explorers in the first place. He's actually driving to start. And then another man named Vance. So, and as you're talking to him, you find out that Vance, actually, I think both of these guys were, no, Hoyt wasn't, but Vance was actually also on the ill-fated expedition to the ship, the downed ship.
Is he in the car that I'm in?
Yeah, he's in the car that you're in.
I say, hey, you know, what happened up there? You know, moment of seriousness here.
Well, he starts telling you the story, and he relates basically the same story that the other guys got earlier. They got hired. They were up at Navin's Mill at the north end of the continent. They had dropped off. They had been hired to take some stuff up there, so they dropped it off and were headed back, and they got a call from Commander Reese that they'd been offered a job. Apparently a ship had gone down. A Strel ship had gone down nearby where they were, and they were to go pick up the cargo and bring the cargo back, and only the cargo. And so
a little bit more serious there. It's like, does this kind of thing happen to us a lot?
Nah,
is that going to happen on this trip?
Not probably not. I mean, we're this job's escort the transports down and back, so we won't be able to get diverted. We don't have any cargo trucks with us. So that time we had our cargo vehicles with us, so we were able to haul stuff off. That was kind of unusual in that there was a ship crash that we were going to pick over. But we get sent to pick up stuff all the time. Well, not all the time. Every once in a while. But it's not out of the... It's not off the beaten path. We've done it before. You know. And sometimes it involves a little bit of a tussle. We didn't expect a tussle at that one. Because it was a crash. We were expecting a crash ship. We thought there might be bodies laying around. But apparently we were told the ship came down pretty hard. Apparently didn't come down as hard as people believed.
So, back a little bit. Was it like zombies? Zombies on the ship or something?
No, they weren't zombies. We never got to the ship. It opened fire on us. Apparently it had a functioning laser weapon. And then there was a Strel explorer there with at least someone running the gun and driving it. I think we got the driver, though.
Some bitch, yeah, bitch, bitch.
Sit down kind of between the two front seats, kind of just wiggle myself in, and I'm just going to kind of huddle up a little bit and hold my grenades a little bit, like I'm a little nervous. And
all right.
Yeah. Well, we're driving. I want to start asking a few questions to the guys that are with us about the good-looking Azurian in the other vehicle. She seeing anybody, or, you know?
Well, not in the group.
Oh, my man's macking.
I'm just getting some background information, that's all.
I know you want to hit that background information.
Oh, you mean Gilbish? Yeah, she's... Yeah. She's seen anybody? No. She tends to keep to herself. There's a couple other Yuzerians, but they're off at the other detail right now. So I'm surprised. Not surprised. She's really not that. She's not the most social type. I think her story is.
Hello? I think that was the buzzer that bleeped out what he was about to say. Didn't have that much detail.
I think she was about to get with you. Oh, wait, no, sorry.
Okay, so with the other Yuzurians gone, this may bode well for me here.
Oh, you never. You can try.
They're seldom able to resist a great guy like me. I think I'll spend some time up top with the gun, making sure my hair gets nice and windblown.
Okay. Anybody else want to talk around?
Well, I might as well. I'll speak to the human. He's probably in the car in the seat next to me then.
Probably.
So I'll ask him, well, how long have you been with this group? How long have you been working with Pan Galactic?
We do jobs for PGC all the time. I've been with the Readies. Resolutes for how's it been? Let's see, about almost 2 years now. In fact, yeah, it'll be 2 years next month. So, we do a lot of jobs for PGC, but they're probably only about 40% of what we do. A lot of it's for local companies on here on Streel. The one thing we don't do is Streel work. Sorry, here on Pale. Well, one thing we don't do is Streel work. Commander Reese just doesn't take jobs from them.
Oh, all right. And the benefits of good working with them? They look out for you guys?
Oh, yeah. I mean, no complaints. I mean, other than this, the people getting hurt on that last mission was just... That was very unusual. That's kind of been a bit of a downer for the whole group. I mean, we know it comes with the job because we go in packing and we have to, sometimes we have to use the weapons, but that was just, it was crazy. It was just not what everybody was expecting.
So that's not normal.
No,
when you
not
go against Drill.
No, okay. We don't often do. Usually it's, a raid here or go intercept something that they wanted to get. It's kind of, often it's a race between us and someone from their group. Yeah, it doesn't usually come to pitch fights like that one was. That was definitely
out of the norm.
Out of the norm.
All right.
I haul her down and say, hey, any chance we're going to get attacked by great big monsters so that I can shoot them all and save the day?
Roll your dice.
Did you jinx us?
30?
All right. So one of the things they're doing is they're having you rotate who's in front and who's in the middle and all that. And You're about an hour out of Braylon's Rest at this point, maybe only a half hour out. And you notice you come over a hill, and off in the distance, there's, you know, probably about a kilometer or so ahead of you. There's a bit of a gorge with a bridge over it, and there's a river running underneath it. And you see something huge and massive laying on the bridge.
Is it that centipede?
Wait, what does it look like?
Yes, Angel. Oh, it is. You realize as you start to get closer, you realize that it is a slither. It is an old Sathar attack creature that is.
He'd look familiar.
Yeah, you saw one on your way to the downed ship.
I remember him.
And this one is laying right across your road.
Okay, well,
do I get to shoot at it?
yes, you're do. Going well, to I have stop. To.
Oh, a slither?
Yeah, slither. So you're about half a kilometer. You're about a kilometer away from it at this point. You notice it just because you came over the rise, and there was you could see a bit of a ways, and you could see the bridge, and it just seems to be laying up on the bridge. So this thing is 20 meters long.
Yeah, that's
You know, it dwarfs, it's, you know, it's the length of four or five of your vehicles end to end.
I wonder if we could attract it towards us off the bridge.
Okay, so we have how many vehicles with us? Three?
There are three explorers and six ground trucks. And right now, you're driving. You guys are in front. Cheka's vehicle's in front. Then there are three trucks. And then the Max truck, the one with the heavy laser, is in the middle. And then the trailing car that Zulki and Dole are in are in the rear. And so your explorer and the one in the rear both have machine guns. And the one in the middle has a heavy laser. And
so those guys in the back don't exactly see this.
No, you guys don't see this yet. This is really just John, Chikara, on top of his explorer because he's up on the gun mount. And so he's up, and they come. You come over the rise, and you see it up there. And it takes you a minute to realize what it is because there's just this lump in the road. But then you realize. What it is, and it's this large slither.
Okay, I get on the radio to the other two.
I
guys
get on Chronicom and say, "Hey, boys, yeah. Get ready. We're gonna have some fun."
And Matt comes on. And says, "What are you talking about? Report."
I describe what I see on the bridge.
Okay, let's see, it's on the bridge, huh? All right, we're going to need to take this sucker out.
Yeah.
Well, we should take it away from the bridge to make sure we don't destroy the bridge while shooting at it.
How fast do they move?
They're not very fast. They move very slowly.
We should probably shoot at him kind of early to get his attention, get him to come at us so that he comes off the bridge.
I think that's a good idea.
I agree.
Okay. So, Rennie, you have the beam weapon skill, right?
Yes.
Right, oh, so darn.
You're manning the heavy laser on that explorer. Since Zulki's not here, Eric, I think you have a projectile weapon skill, right?
Yeah, I do.
You'll be manning the machine gun on the tail explorer. Mac orders, he says, all right, I want the explorers fan out in front.
I'm beam only.
Oh, you're only beam. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, never mind. Well, then you can roll for Zulki. He orders the three explorers out in front, and he tells the ground trucks to wait behind. He says, let's go deal with this thing.
Oh, Lord.
So, how close do you want to get?
What's the maximum range of our machine guns?
So, your machine gun has a range. It is at extreme range right now for the machine gun.
That's the reason I rolled the dice.
So, it is at long range for the laser and extreme range for the machine gun. So, John opens up a burst, and you don't hit it.
That's okay. Get his attention.
But you're not as far off as you would expect. Given the range. It takes a minute, and then you see little puffs of dirt pop up. You probably came up about 50 meters short.
Not bad.
So,
anyone else shooting?
How far are we?
You're just under a kilometer away at this point. 980 meters.
Yeah, I theoretically could hit, but there's no point.
Yeah. So,
we got to get like within 100 yards of this thing.
Five is as low as the heavy laser goes, Shane.
Kind of rockets or
See, I was just trying to.
Well, you guys have
its attention so it would come towards us so that it'd get off the bridge.
You do have a grenade mortar in the back of your Explorer.
Yeah, but it's not mounted, and we have to stop.
Well, you can stop and get out. It has the same range as the laser, so. Yeah, so the laser can be set from 5 to 20.
Well, why don't we just, if we want to get the thing's attention, why not just hit it with a mortar?
Well, because we want to get it off the bridge first.
No, that's true. You probably don't want to.
We don't want to damage the bridge.
Blow
either.
Up the bridge.
It's a long way around if you blow up the bridge.
All right, I guess I'll fire the laser just to get its attention.
Okay, make a roll. You have a minus 40.
Yeah, I know. So I have a 5% chance.
All right. Oh.
Who knows?
Nope, you missed.
Okay.
All right, so.
Come on, man!
So you have that laser is hooked up to a pair of battery in the back, so you have 500 SEUs.
Okay.
I think that's right. Hold on, let me double check. It may only be 250. Yeah, no, it's 500. So yeah, you have 500 SEUs available on that laser. And then the machine gun that Zolki's firing has 300 rounds, so 30 shots, which I think is basically what yours has, John. However, you would know more what yours has. So just keep track of your ammo.
Okay.
Does it look like I got the attention of the
soldier? No, you went really wide.
Okay, but did I get the attention?
You think it might have gotten its attention, but you're not sure. You're far enough away that if it's moving, it's not moving very much. So, how close do you want to approach? Do you just want to keep shooting as you approach and I take off the distance? Or do you want to get to a certain range before you start shooting again?
I'm not going to bother until I get about 100 yards or 100 meters. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay, well, why don't we pull up to where we can, where we're all in like normal range.
Mm-hmm.
And if it hasn't done anything yet, then we shoot.
All right.
Yeah. Well, but except that we need him to get off the bridge.
Yeah, so we just want
to... We got to shoot ahead of time to... We got to get a lucky shot that gets his attention.
Really, I don't know that we want to worry too much about taking it out. We just need to get through there.
Yeah, we just want it off the bridge.
Let's just... can we stop and try to fire a mortar on this side of the bridge?
You could. You could aim for it by it instead of trying to hit it.
What if we shot under the bridge?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, a bad roll would destroy the supports of the bridge.
Or could damage them anyway. Well, you're on. At worst, you've got a frag grenade. Looks like a pretty sturdy bridge.
So it can withstand a frag grenade. How good's your skill with the mortar?
The mortar is a gyrojet weapon skill.
Who's got gyrojet?
I do not.
Jill has it. She's not here, though.
But I'm still driving forward to it.
Yeah.
Does Zulky have
it? You know what?
That's what I'm looking.
Yeah.
Nope. Shahuzin and Jill do.
Okay, I tell you what. Then let's just... I mean, we got all these SUs for that laser. Why don't we try to use that to attract attention.
All right.
Just roll better this time.
Get to 100 yards, and maybe we've got a chance. Or 100 meters.
Say, at 500 meters, you only have minus 20.
Yeah, but my skill is bad enough that...
And then at 100 yards, you only have a minus 10.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
It's a 35% chance to get it.
So at that range, the rifle weapons are also long or medium range, depending on your rifle. But
I'm gonna give it a shot here.
Okay.
Yay! That's a pretty good shot.
Yeah.
All right. You hit. Roll a 10d10.
Well, I mean, if we're this close, I might as well shoot, too. So.
Yeah, you have a minus 20 at this range.
Oh, and I missed.
I am
devastated.
Let's Zulky get Sish out in there, too.
Yep, somebody roll for Zulky.
But he's back.
Zulky here?
No, oh, is he back? Oh, just in time.
Yes, I'm here.
All right, so you guys are, you're manning the machine gun on one of the explorers, and you are... On the map, you guys are about right there.
At least I think I missed. 66.
You missed. You missed.
50. Half
your dex plus your 10 times your skill plus minus 10% because it's a heavy weapon and minus 20 for distance. So well, yeah. but plus 10 because it's a gigantic. Plus 20 because it's a gigantic creature. So you actually have your normal roll plus 10. That's true for everybody.
Yeah,
I missed it
by 6.
It's a slither. It's an old Sathar attack creature from the war.
Alright, so okay, I'm going to burst. I'm going to shoot a burst.
Yep. And you get given... Plus burst, minus 10 because it's a heavy weapon, plus 20 for the size, minus 20 for the distance. So it's basically your skill. It's your half your dex plus your skill.
Half dex plus skill. turns out. Yeah, I missed it by 16, actually. Oh, well.
No, actually, with a machine gun, it would be plus 10. Your skill, your normal chance to hit plus 10, given all the modifiers.
Okay.
So you missed it by 6. You just shot right over its head. Did you roll 10d10? Okay, 46.
I'm still trying to get its attention.
Well, still, yeah, that's attention getting. Hopefully.
We rolling percentile 100?
Just roll. You missed. So the plus 10 would be with the on the damage. Plus 10 would be with your skill. So what your skill would be...
It's just D100.
Yeah, you just rolled D100, but he rolled a 97. So he missed too. Your base to hit is 30. Oh yeah, you definitely got its attention this time. So 28, 38. So your base chance to hit is 38. So you had a 48 and you rolled a 97. So... Yeah, they're on the map, and they're right here on the map. I got my 4-year-old is in with me now because he refuses to go to bed at night. All right, so the thing, it was just laying out. Looks like it was maybe sunning itself on the bridge, soaking up the heat. It lumbers up onto its legs. So it's this giant centipede-like thing. And it starts... walking off the bridge toward you very slowly. It's only moving about 10 meters a turn. So,
and how many meters long is it?
It's 20 meters long, and it's 100 meters away from you guys.
So it's gonna take 10 turns to get to us, but we need it to take at least 2 turns before it dies.
Probably more than that, because right now it's walking right down the road.
yeah. So,
right on it.
Now how rugged are these things? Do you guys remember?
They're very rugged.
Your explorers are very rugged. The ground trucks, not as much.
No, I mean, how rugged are these creatures?
Oh, these things, yeah, they're pretty tough, from what you know.
Okay. Well, let me know when it's time to roll again.
I'll pop another shot off at him.
Okay.
I thought you were asleep.
And I missed.
All right.
Well, see, I already tried that number. You need a different one.
All right. Go ahead, Zulky. Go ahead and make your attack roll. Just roll a D100. All right. John and Zulky both... pepper it with their machine guns. Each of you roll 10d10. I think that's what the machine gun is set to, right? Yep, 10d10 for the machine gun.
63. 59.
Yeah.
I can't see the roll, but...
yeah, they rolled a 59. All right, you pepper it with bullets, and it lurches a little bit, and it still keeps lumbering towards you, though.
It goes to the trouble. Great.
It's still half on the bridge. And left and right is down a gorge, so...
Who got the rocket launcher?
Yeah, we don't have a rocket launcher.
Best we got is a mortar.
A mortar, yeah.
We don't have... our gyrojet experts aren't here tonight.
Yeah.
No.
Well, you could try the mortar with a negative penalty.
Yeah, you just have a skill of 0.
Hey, I've got the machine gun, so someone else. But you know, the rest of y'all can be using your rifles.
Am I going to assume that I'm no longer driving forward to the thing?
We assumed you guys stopped. Okay. So you've got your 3 explorers. One of them's probably sitting on the road, probably the one with the laser, and the other two with the machine guns have flanked it a little bit, so you all have a clear shot at the monster on the bridge.
You know, yeah. It's pretty slow. How about we get Eric to go and put a grenade in front of it?
Well, I was thinking a little more than a grenade for him. Maybe
well, no, like one of the grenade shells with a little timer on it and just kind of put it in front of it.
Yeah, well.
Just put it on the boat?
Hey, but he's got some TD-19, doesn't he?
Always got TD-19, but... Put some grenade shells on underneath or on top of some TD-19 and then blow it all up when it gets close.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a radio detonator?
I think I got some detonators.
Yes.
No, radio detonator.
My personal stash. What's in the, what do they have in the vehicle?
They don't have anything explosives-wise in the vehicle. Just everybody has their personal weapons.
I've got some timers. I don't have radio detonators.
I think
Didn't you read earlier that the timers are also radio detonators?
I did. I reread them that they're not, but I'm going to stick with that. The ones you have are. They can be do timers, or you can set them to receive a signal.
Right.
Yes.
So, let's see, how much TD-19 do I have?
Well, while he's doing that, I'll take a shot at the thing.
You need to
set it up as a claymore mine.
You either have to be quiet or
that's
go to
a good
bed.
Idea, yeah. Shape it.
I was thinking about shaping it into a man. No, come eat me!
Just how much TD-19 are you going to be using here?
It'd be a very little man.
I maybe use a kilogram of it. I've got 2 kilograms.
Don't forget the blast radius.
Shape it into a gopher.
I was thinking more like Men in Black when he's standing there, eat me! Because that's kind of what Slither reminds me of.
Well, could I take a shot at him?
All right, so yeah, while he's getting out of his charge that he wants to use and go place.
Take some of the... You said there was some... what do you call...
I would say a little less than half.
Not the mortar rounds.
Right. You have your grenades.
Right, and then I'm going to set some mortar rounds on top of the... Or... Pack the
explosive
around it so that I get multiple effect because I want the shrapnel and stuff.
Right. So you need to make a demolitions roll.
Please make that roll once you've walked down there. Not right here. Just saying.
No, playing with the explosives in the boat.
You're
okay, kick me out of the vehicle.
Your crew doesn't share your confidence in your abilities.
Throwing the TD-19 like it's a pizza here. Let's see. You gotta put it dead center of its path, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
How fast can you move?
As fast as any other Dralazite.
He can run twice as fast as this thing's currently moving.
Where's my run?
So maybe next turn before he gets where he wants to set the charge.
Turn.
Yep.
So, okay. I will do that. I get there. If you're ready for the roll... Assuming I'm in my place setting the charge.
We'll go ahead and give these guys a round because it's going to take you a round to get there. So, or two. How far away from the explorers do you want to be? So right now, there's 90 meters between the monster and the explorer, the Slither and the explorers.
All the vehicles are stopped, I'm
they're
gathering.
Stopped, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the trucks are further back. They're like... 300 meters back.
Smart trucks.
Now, you're not putting
explosions on the road itself, right?
Well, that's where the thing is right now.
Well, I thought we were trying to attract it, like, away. Are we using ourselves as bait?
No, we're using Eric as
bait. Bull
as
bait. Honey, me! That's what I was saying.
Eat me! Eat me!
Go get my gun back.
Go get my gun. Exactly. All right. So those of you with, he's moving forward. Those of you with the machine guns and the lasers can all make another attack roll.
All right. My skill in half my ability is 45, but it's a large.
This thing, right? It's a giant creature. You get a plus 20.
Okay, so then I hit.
Okay.
Even with the range, minus 10.
Yeah, you have a minus 10 for range, minus 10 for a heavy weapon, and then.
Dang!
So that cancels out. So basically, it's your skill.
Okay, so I did miss.
Okay. Just barely, though.
I missed.
And John missed. Zulky, you're up. Zulky peppers him.
Nice shooting.
That's what you get for military primary skill area. All right. Go ahead and roll another 10d10. Oh, you did. All right. 56 more. All right.
56.
All right. So it is now off the bridge. It's still on the road. Dole's run up. It's still 60 meters away from you, Dole, and it's 80 meters from the
It's about the place that I should set it then.
Okay.
Right? Because it's well, 60 meters from me. I should close the distance a little bit more and then run like figures.
Well, it's off the road now. Maybe.
You know, it's on the road, it's off the bridge.
Sorry.
Its tail end is basically just off the edge of the bridge.
Do we have a picture to see how this looks?
I can find one really quick. I didn't think to prep this.
Appreciate it.
Yep. It's a giant 20-foot long centipede with.
It kind of looks like the Sinisteed from Thunder the Barbarian.
Now I have to think hard to remember that one.
Nobody remembers Thundar?
Remember Thundar? I'm not sure I remember the creature.
Is that the one where the moon was split in half?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't go back and rewatch it. It's not as good as you remember.
Oh! It's like a it looks like a centipede with a Cthulhu mouth. Something like Cthulhu for a mouth.
Yeah.
And then it's got like these arms that come off of its head.
Yeah, he just uploaded a picture.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. There's a picture.
Now I remember.
Yeah. That's exactly the eat me scene from Men in Black. Except for the tentacles instead of a mouth, but
well.
And it's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, alrighty.
So that's what it looks like.
Well, let's give it more lead.
All right. So, next round. Go. I'm actually going to have you guys roll initiative for this one, just to see.
Me?
No, just your anybody on that side. You guys have a plus 7.
Somebody else roll it. I'm actually capable of failing it.
Let's see. My IM is 5.
We've got a 7. We've got a couple of us with a 7, but I only rolled a 3. That's 10.
It rolled a 4. And it's not very fast. So you guys actually win initiative. Okay. So as you're lining up to make your next shot, you notice that it is starting to veer off to the right. It's not coming straight at you anymore. It might be headed towards the explorer on the right, which is the one Zulky's in that's been shooting it. Or it may be just turning to go away, but it's not moving super fast, so you can't quite tell yet. But that's what it's starting to do.
Starting to go off-road, which is a good thing.
So it's getting off the road. So I'll go set the is it come off the edge of the road yet?
Well, the front part of it is.
Because it'd be stupid to put a hole in the road that we need to drive over.
Yes, that's why I was hoping we weren't blowing up the road.
So why don't I go off to the shoulder of the road and set my charge? Basically, it's a precaution just in case it heads towards their vehicle.
Okay.
So I'll go set it, and then I'll run back towards their vehicle.
It's actually the one you were in. So you're actually on that line, basically, where you're at.
Okay.
So you could just run forward, stop, set it, run back. Okay. So
there goes my set.
All right, make your roll. Okay. That's a pretty good roll.
It's sitting there. It looks like a little gopher.
All right. How much T19 did you use? A whole kilogram? And one or two grenades inside it.
Two grenades.
Dang, you're going for the jugular on this thing.
Blow its head off.
All right, everybody else with the weapons, take a shot.
I heard some machine gun fire right there.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Shane can shoot.
Shane got it that time.
I need to stop trying to be so impressive because it ain't working.
Yeah, you're definitely not impressing the girl in the other vehicle. It's 10-10, Shane, unless you change the setting on the laser.
63.
You're up, Zulky. Yeah. That would be a miss. So the machine guns go wide, but the laser hits it this time. All right. Dumb creature. Okay, it continues to lumber forward as you place your charge. It's now about a body length away from your charge, so it'll be another couple turns before it gets to it. And it is now 60 meters away, which puts the machine guns, actually, that puts them into short range now. So you get plus 10 more. So plus 20 now instead of plus 10. And okay. You guys can all take another shot if you want. Now he connects. 32.
I hit. 12. Oh, that's even better. I hit.
I broke it. Shane pops the power cord out of his machine gun. Out of his laser. Comes disconnected.
We knew what's gonna happen. I had two good rolls.
Okie dokie. What's it doing here? Is it continuing off the road? Or?
It's looks like it's headed towards your. It's chasing you. Is what you think?
I'm not to the vehicle yet. I guess.
No, you're only halfway back to the vehicle at this point.
Run!
It's
okay. Tell me when, guys. I'm kind of peeking back. I'll split my head like this. You know. Yeah,
that's a hit for Zulky.
Between the eyes, so the one's looking forward, one's looking back.
400 points. All right. It is looking really beat up. And it kind of is waving its head back and forth, and it veers off away from you guys. So it's...
Sorry, doll.
Guys, finish it off.
It's still at a range of 6. 60 meters. So if you guys want to take another shot.
Whoever hasn't shot, but take
it,
one.
It is now completely off the bridge and completely off the road.
Tell the trucks to start gunning it. I tell
Am
them
I climbing in the vehicle yet?
You'll get in this. You'll get it. You'll be back at the vehicle at the end of this round.
Okay.
Just in time to go and defuse your own bomb.
So we're all getting another shot?
Everybody gets another shot. Well, if you want to take one. Nope, you don't seem to be able to get that power cord reconnected there, Rennie.
What the?
I know what happened.
Plus is positive, minus is negative.
On that last one, Shane, you forgot the slash R.
Okay.
You just typed 100. It just says rolling 100.
Yeah, but see, that's better than 100.
All right, John, you did hit it, though. Zulky just
missed
it,
I did.
All right, so he really didn't mess up his...
The first roll was a D100 that he rolled 100 on. All right, so John lets loose with the final with another burst, and the thing just collapses.
Ah, the mighty conqueror! Did you see that? Did you see that?
No, I was running away from it.
I kind of wanted it to explode with the explosives and be like the Oregon whale story.
Oh, I am not going in there to collect the whale blubber.
Oregon whale story. They had a beached whale back in the 70s.
Yeah, I
and
think I remember
the best
that
way to
story.
Get rid of it was to blow it up with the dynamite. It didn't go as planned.
No, it didn't. All right. So. Alright, so it collapses. It's there on the side of the road. It's just laying there now, twitching a little bit. Dole, you can go and retrieve your charge. Or they'll drive up and you can jump out and grab it, however you want to do it.
Well, it's not my truck, so you can drive up all you want.
On the dashboard, right between the driver and the passenger.
No, Matt, they tell you to take that apart. In fact, they don't even let you bring it back in the vehicle.
For them, but it's a nice sculpture of a gopher now.
Yeah,
when they're not.
I'll pull out the can't the two mortar charges and put those away. And I form my hand into a hammer and I tell him, remember the birdie and the doggy? Everything comes from what company in that story? Steel?
How big is the head?
What?
How big is the head?
It's about a meter long.
Oh my goodness. He's going to stuff it.
I'm going to mount that bad boy in the front of my Explorer.
So you're from Texas.
Get a steam cleaner and spray it out so you got a shell. Aren't they a caravan?
That's what I'm making a hood ornament.
What are they? What do they look like?
The giant says cross between a worm and a centipede. And
so
part plant, part animal.
It's kind of a carapace.
Yeah, it probably is. Yeah,
so you could just blow the guts out and steam it, you know.
Yeah, mount it on the grill.
You could wear it as a hat.
Well, I'm not gonna go.
That's a big hat.
Well, big hat.
He stick his antenna out the eye holes and.
But I saw with bigger brother. No.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So Zulky races ahead and jumps out, chops the head off, straps it on the back of the Visig Explorer. You have just enough time to do that before the trucks catch up to you guys. Because they start, once the thing's dead and Matt gives the all clear, they start rolling forward again. And
heroes.
All right, so I guess we go back into our procession and the way.
Yep.
Okay. Back in a second, guys.
Okay.
Keep going.
And he actually, Mac actually doesn't stop you when you start pulling the pieces off, because he says, yeah, we'll need some sort of proof. That works. Yeah. These things carry a 4,000 credit bounty.
Whoa.
Nice.
So it'll get split between everybody, but it's still a chunk of change.
You're welcome, everybody.
So we were making fun of that idea for nothing.
I like that.
I mean, they could have taken a picture, but if you got physical evidence, that's even better. all right, so you guys continue on your way. The Slither's laying there on the side of the road. You guys roll into town. You get to Braylon's Rest without any other difficulty, because you were almost there. It's another 20 minutes of driving, maybe, to get there. And you get into town, and it's a moderate sized town, probably a population of about 5,000. There's a crossroads here. There's the road branches and goes off to the west. You guys are going to be taking the southeast fork, but it splits off, and that road goes off towards the west coast. And so there's a bit of a crossroads community has grown up here. They also do a little bit of mining. This is also a mining town as well, because you're just at the edge of the mountains. But it's probably population. It's not as big as Reesdale. It's probably about 5,000 people that live here. But you guys pull off. There's a truck stop, basically. Shopping center, charging stations, hotel, a waste center there. You guys all pull off there. Go in and get some food. Mac puts in a call. Do you guys anything particular you want to do or buy while you're there?
Would this be a good point? I could separate away from the group and say I'm going to go shop around, and then I send that signal.
You that could. Message. Yes.
I'll buy lunch for a certain young lady there.
Okay.
How much do I spend? Wait. Hang on. Maybe before I say something.
Kind of tight on the cash.
I better stop and look at the wallet here. Oh, I've only got 6 credits.
Well, that would be enough. You'd spend the rest of it, though.
So I'm broke now.
It's just a couple credits per person, so you only have to spend 4.
Okay, that's good enough.
And a couple bucks will get you a good meal. A couple credits. Remember, this is roughly 1970, mid 70s, early 80s prices for a lot of things. That's how I gauge prices.
Okay.
So a couple bucks will get you a decent meal.
Is anybody near the ground transports?
They go out and grab some food, and one of their people, there's like, they park all next to each other, and there's like 2 or 3 of the guards stay out there with the vehicles, while the rest, the drivers and the other guards, go in and get some food, and then after a few minutes, the guards that went inside, after they're done eating, they come out and swap places. That's what's going to happen. So they do leave some people out by their vehicles.
All right. I will get some food and then head back out and talk to the guards.
Okay.
Like, hey, man, what'd you think of that slither there?
He says, yeah, I don't see those very often anymore. But glad that's why we bring you guys along on this stuff.
Wasn't there bounties on killing creatures?
Yeah.
That's where we got the head.
The heads were something.
There'll be proof that we killed it, but we're keeping it.
Well, I'm just going to say to the guy, I hope it's worth it. I mean, like, what are we transporting? I mean, it's an awful lot of effort for some food. See if I can get him to say something.
What is he? What's his facial expressions when he says that? When he asks that?
I think Tom is gone.
He's typing.
Yep.
He's typing?
Yep. Well, it's audio cut out. He said, give him a second.
I always think of...
What I'm wondering is, when you ask that question of the guy, if there was any tells, any...
Oh, there we go. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Welcome back.
I seem to have bumped the power button on my headset. Just enough to turn it off. All right, so... What was the last thing I said?
You were telling us precisely what was in the ground transport.
No, I wasn't. You guys explained to Eric about the bounty?
Yeah.
Yeah, we
explained to him about that.
Okay, so you were going to go talk to the guard. You asked them what they thought about that, and they commented that that's why they bring you guys along, is to deal with that kind of stuff, because happens every once in a while. Actually, happens more often than we'd like still. You'd think after 40 years we'd have this planet clean to those monsters. But I think they breed faster than we can find them.
Right. Then we asked what was in the cargo.
Okay. I didn't hear that question.
All right.
So, they're like, let's see. That truck's full of food. That one's got machine parts. There's some robots in that one. Actually, for both of those. That one's just got, like, maintenance robots. And that's got some mining robots. Clothes. And miscellaneous goods. Toys. There's some toys, I think, in that one. They tell you. It's nothing super exciting. The robots are probably the most valuable stuff in there.
Dang. Sounds like an extra large shipment to my dad's store.
Yeah, basically. It's that kind of thing. It's general merchandise that's going to the Streel, not the Streel, the Pangalactic operation in this town.
Okay.
But yeah, they talk to you guys. They don't have any problem chatting you up, chatting with you. So you can, if you want to ask, you can ask them anything you want. I'll tell you if they give you an answer or not.
Well, since I broke
away... So you come here often?
He's chatting up the girl.
Since I broke away from the group to try to send that signal out, uh-huh. I'm also looking around for a taxidermist so I can get the head cleaned and done okay, right.
There's nothing right where you're at. You know for sure you could get it done back in Point True. And without exploring the town a little more, there might be something here in town. You could ask around.
Let's go buy all the ice you can find.
What?
I'm glad I'm not driving in that vehicle.
Let's go buy the ice.
It's a crawfish pod, man. Those are huge.
This thing's a meter. We're talking like a meter and a half for the pod. This is like get somebody's hot tub and light a fire under it.
All right. Anything else you want to hit up the PGC guards about before we move on?
She never did answer my question.
Oh.
And that was your answer.
Oh. That was your answer. No. She talks to you a little bit. She's kind of quiet. She doesn't say much. You kind of really have
to
draw things out of her.
What is her specialty that she brings to this company?
In this case, she's one of the just she's a hired gun. So she has a skill with the let's see, which car is she in? She's in, yeah, she's got a machine gun. She spells you on the machine gun when you guys are driving, or not you, but the other.
So she's one of the machine gunners over there.
Yeah. And then she does. She's a basic kind of military, paramilitary type person. That's all you really get out of her.
All right. Well, it's something. It's a start.
Just a hired gun because she shot you down. All right. Any other questions?
No, I guess we should.
Was I able to get the radio signal out?
Yeah. Yes. You're able to send it without any difficulty at all, because everybody goes in for food for the most part, and you make an excuse to stick around by the Explorer for a minute, securing the head or whatever, and nobody thinks twice about it, You can send off a quick transmission. And then, so you guys all finish up eating, and as you're heading out of the restaurant area back to the vehicles, a hover car pulls up, and with Braylon's Rest Sheriff's Department on it, and comes driving over to your vehicle, Zulky, and Max sees it, and he comes walking over, and a couple guys get out, human and a Yazirian get out, and come walking over, and they see the slither head there, so they walk right over and says, "Oh, I see you picked up one of the, we got the call. You guys took out a slither. It's pretty obvious. There's the head right there." And they go over and they look at it and verify, yes, it is a very freshly killed creature, which isn't hard to do because they can tell as soon as they start to get close. And
is it starting to become a little sun-baked?
Not yet. It's only been an hour.
What do slithers smell like on the inside?
Yeah, who knows? They're part plant, part animals, so you decide. And so they confer with Mac for a bit, and they pull out a little data pad and mark some stuff on it, and he marks it, and he goes, "All right, we'll forward this on to Point True, and they'll send the bounty your direction. Well, I have to admit, we definitely appreciate it. That thing has wandered down this way a few times. We've driven it off, but no one's really had the gumption to go after it. So, we definitely appreciate the fact that you've taken it out. Hopefully, it's just the one, and there aren't more that we've been seeing.
Well, hey, you know, let us know. We'll pop the head off another one if you want.
All right. So after that, they get back in their vehicle and drive off, and Max says, "All right, let's get this show on the road. We still got 5.5 more hours."
So that's 4,000 credits.
It's going to be split between the dozen of you and the explorers. Yeah. So, but nice. It'll come in when you get back.
Cool.
So it'll be, you know.
And I think I'll let the human drive. It'll
be like 300 or so credits when it's all said and done. But okay, so yeah, you swap drivers.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So you swap drivers and you head out. At this point, the scenery changes. You still got mountains to your left. You're still kind of going along the edge of the mountains, at least for the first half of this segment of the drive. In fact, if you're looking at the map, until you get about here, you've got mountains on the left, or at least foothills. But to your right now, instead of being more mountains or plains, is more deserty, dry, very dry, you know, scrub oak here and there. It's not blowing sand dunes. It is there's grass, there's like low grass and things like that. But it's very dry in that part of the area. So.
So, the road is still stable, though, right?
Yeah, the road is it's fully paved. It looks like it gets maintained regularly. It's basically a two-lane highway, one each direction. Although there's no reason you can't drive on both sides if there's no other vehicles nearby, and you have very long sight lines at this point. You can see several kilometers. Down the road, if you've ever driven through Nevada, that's very much what you could think of. What was that?
Maybe the Midwest too. You got some kind of long lines of sight.
Yep, long lines of sight. But I'm thinking more of the terrain around you is more like driving through Nevada,
complete with the white dirt,
or Western Utah. Yeah. So that's what this kind of terrain is. A little bit south of here, past Hookerville, you get into more Midwest type prairie grass and stuff like that. So that goes on for a while. And at this point, Zolki's explorers in front. And Chicheka, you're the tail end of the convoy.
Yeah. All right.
So for this part of it, Mac with the laser is still in the middle. Is there anything else? Any other conversation topics you want to take up with the?
Not really. I mean, they seem like okay guys. They're just hired to,
yep,
hired work, hired guns, which is what.
Yeah, they don't know anything about the spaceship so far.
Yeah,
we have to kill them.
You do hear that?
Oh, no.
One of the comments, not in your vehicle, Rennie, where Mac is that they joke that he's on. He's on penance duty. That's why he's got this convoy job. He's down in the middle of nowhere. He's kind of in Commander Reese's bad graces at the moment, because he was in charge of that last job that got that
whole fiasco.
That little bit of a fiasco, yeah.
So is he the one that's supposedly in charge of this job?
Yes. Mac is the leader of the group. He's your commander for this mission.
There you go. We make him look good and he'll just love us.
Either that or we could just knock these guys out, take all these supplies and make him look even worse.
But we still don't know if we're the baddies or not.
We're not the baddies. We're good. We're good guys. We just like to shoot and blow up things.
Well, we might be employed by the baddies, but if we didn't know, then what? How does that make us baddies?
There you go.
That's true.
The villain's always the hero of his own story.
Well, until you decide not to be the villain, then, you know, when you realize, hey, I was playing the villain role. Anyway.
Depends who's writing the story. Maleficent hero all of a sudden. We're wicked.
I'm just seeing that we're having a hard time coming up with anything to find out if they were the ones that shot down the ship.
Well, really. As far as I could tell, though, they're not. They were just hired to go after the ship was already down.
Right.
I don't think they're really the bad guys. I don't think we're the bad guys.
It's kind of like we finish this job and, you know, these become contacts for us as we... I don't know. I'm lost.
I could go with that one. That
I say we just finish up the job and get to know these folks, get to make friends with them.
Yeah.
But I want to know why she hates Strix.
Source of future NPCs and hirelings.
Yeah, but
And I have a feeling that if we, as we do well with them, we will possibly get to know, Miss Reese, whatever her name is. And that may help us to understand the that's the only way we're going to get to know why she's...
her animosity towards her.
Yeah. Because, I mean, she's hired them, they know her personality or whatever in general, but they don't really know what drives her. Only she does, and so we've got to somehow get to where she likes us and trusts us. You know. Either that or get really lucky with this camera that everybody and their dog can see hidden under my bed. Or, you know, recording device.
All right. So you continue on your way.
Yeah.
And it's getting late in the day. Well, it's been a long drive. It's not dark. It's actually the sun's almost at its zenith at this point because the slow rotation of the planet. So it's fully bright outside, but you've been driving for probably about 10 hours at this point. You're about an hour outside of Tookerville. You've now passed out from the mountains. They're way off on the right. Or on the left, but where you're at is basically desert. You're about here. Zulky and Dole need to make a perception check, an intuition roll.
That's what happens when you're in front.
Oh, crap.
You were... cracking jokes in the cab, so. You don't notice anything.
Yep. And meanwhile, they're pilfering them all my stuff. And.
Who else was it that was going to make the
Zulky. Did you roll, Zoki?
Zoki, you there?
I think we lost him.
I think Zoki's gone. Somebody got to roll for him.
Eric should roll for him. What's the chance of that happening twice?
Are you sure?
Oh my goodness. Dare I?
Where did he go? He was just here.
Yeah, I know. He probably just stepped away from his desk for a minute.
Give it a roll there.
Still not good.
Make it happen.
All right. So, you are going for a while, and you don't really notice anything, but the driver of the lead truck behind you, let's see what they do. Yeah, he calls up Jesus. There's something way up there, off in the distance. Do you guys see that? It's moving this way. And it's big.
Mama wonders what happened to baby.
Do we get to shoot again?
What happened to baby?
They communicate ultrasonically.
And the carrier wave just went away. Eric, make another roll. Now that you're, it's been pointed out to you. Okay.
What?
He still doesn't recognize it.
I see him black and white. That's my problem.
There's heat shimmers coming off the desert. All right. But your driver says, okay, wait, I think I see it.
Well, we could also roll for Zolki.
Yeah, roll for Zolki. Somebody roll for Zolki again. Eric's tired of rolling. Although, you're progressing in the right direction. 176, 67.
Ready? Here we go. Here we go.
45. See? There you go. Zolki says, oh, I got it. There it is. 2 o'clock. Actually, no.
How far?
This is out about a couple kilometers away from you still, but it is what is known on the planet these days as a Sappho dragon. And what this is a if it was geared up, you'd call it a cyber dragon. But this one doesn't have any of the cybernetics attached to it. This is just a giant lizard. So, what?
Hello?
What was that? I didn't hear what you said.
Are these things like T-Rex size? How big are they?
That's what I'm looking. There. Yeah, they're... Yeah, T-Rex size, not quite. Think of it as a giant iguana. I'm gonna pull up a picture here. Just a second.
Oh, is it?
I'm starting to miss the little cycle squirrels.
Well, that's interesting. Google has failed me.
How dare you, Google?
Wait,
is it one of these? Let's see. Let me take a picture.
Beginning of a Bing commercial.
Take a picture. It'll last longer.
Is it one of these? Come on, take the picture. There we go. send.
I mean, I found a picture, it's just not the one from the book. No, that's a Megasaurus.
That's a Megasaurus.
This is, I'll show you, this is a different artist's rendition, not the one in the monster manual, in the monster book, but here's, this is basically what it looks like. But without the cybernetics. So, that's off the Star Frontiers wiki. That's the picture they have there. I'm not sure who drew that. I don't know, not know where that picture comes from. I've never seen it before. But it's really good.
That is a, I think it's a Gamma World picture.
It might be.
Yeah, it is.
I know that picture.
Yeah. So.
Tell you what, it looks like something we could shoot at.
Yeah, it's...
But it's probably a very fast something we can
shoot
at. Yes,
this one is very fast.
very fast.
So, this... Uh-oh, that's not a good sound.
When is it going to be in range? That's all I want to know.
Well, it's in range of the laser now. Let me... I need to get some power. Just a second.
Laptop guy?
No, my headphones. But I've got a nice long USB cable that I can plug into it. Just gotta... plug in the power... me anymore. So I was going to post this other picture of it. Let's see.
That?
Yeah, that guy and the one I just posted. So yeah. That's what you're looking at. But it doesn't have the cybernetics. It is just the lizard. It's a big lizard and it's fast. Think of a giant iguana. And it's a ways
away.
Is it
breathing fire?
It is not breathing fire. That is one of the cybernetic implants.
Alright.
No, it is just tooth and claw in this case. It's just there's a lot of tooth and claw there. All right, so I am going to actually move us to a different map. Oops, wrong thing there. Let's go to a different map. They got all these maps ready to go. I just forgot the one of the...
Okay.
All right. So, the blue is the road that you're on. The Cyber Dragon's there in the distance. And the scale we're using is one grid is 10 meters. So, I'm going to assume you try to get close to it. So... before you open fire like you did before. So at this point, and the ruler should work. So we're 270 or so meters away at this point.
So what is
the... I'm thinking we may want to like try to set the explorers up right about here so that the trucks can hang, you know, the ground cars or whatever, ground trucks can hang back a minute, you know, a bit, and
that sounds
be safe-ish.
So, and I can say the road is paved, The elevation changes, each color change is about a 2 meter rise.
Oh, is that all?
So, yeah, so this is just, you're out of the hills. This is just, but it's rough terrain. So the explorers can go off the road. The hover transports can't. Or the ground trucks can't here. Yeah, it's not, you're just coming out, you're out of the mountains at this point. This is just some hilly area. You're just coming out of that. That's what this is. This isn't really tall mountainous terrain here. This is more just low rolling hills at this point. But you've come through this kind of defile, and then you saw the creature out in the distance, and it's moving towards you, and you're moving towards it.
Okay.
You could put. I was gonna say you can put up to 2 vehicles in a square. If you want to. But no vehicles can be in the square with the dragon.
What do you think about me staying back with the ground cars, with one of the explorers?
Chicken.
Okay.
Well, he is in the one that has the laser that has the double range of everybody else's.
So oh, okay.
He has the greater range.
There's not much I can do unless we try to herd it into a trap. I mean, I could go off to some distant spot, set up a trap, and then you guys try to shoot it, you know, and steer it into the trap.
How hard would it be for the explorers to get up on some of these ridges?
Not hard at all.
Okay, they're not really ridges.
Yeah, they're not really ridges.
So it's 2, 4, 6, 8 meters high at the highest.
So yeah,
it's gradual.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just kind of low hills. I mean, they are high ground, but yeah, you and probably the Staff of Dragon can run right up them.
Do you think?
So I'm thinking explore on the top of this thing, explore on the top of this thing, and then maybe the laser guy back here, and the other guys back this direction as far as possible.
What about using the mortar to see if we could scare the thing away with a concussion?
That's a good idea.
That's a very good idea.
We can start shooting at it right now while the other guy is getting position. And we could still set a trap somewhere, you know, halfway here. I don't think this thing's going to stick to roads. So if we set a trap like there and it gets, if it reaches that point, then we try to blow it up. Just because I like to blow things up.
A blessing. Yeah.
One of these days we're going to let you actually detonate something.
Okay, so.
Hey, we could put the head out there as bait.
It's midnight.
Leave my head alone.
All right.
Well, we don't have a whole lot of time here, guys.
Yeah, we actually probably should stop here with the setup. So that is the explorer with Dole and Zulki. This is the explorer with Mac, with Rennie. And then this one in the back is Checheka's explorer.
Option we can think about over the next few days, I should have enough. If I break up my T19 into pieces, I could. I got 20 timers. I could set up 20 mines, make a minefield.
Yeah, but how much time do you got?
Probably not a lot. You have to drag around, and I chuck them out the back.
Yeah.
I say we use the mortar.
I still think the mortar idea is a good one.
I'll give you one other bit. Given your speed, the ground trucks are going to have to move about 30 or 40 meters forward before they can stop.
Oh.
Yeah, we're not stopped.
Yeah, you're not stopped. You're still in motion at this point.
Let's see. And how many meters is a square?
10.
The other thing we could try to do is not kill this thing, but run interference while the hover truck or the ground trucks book it down the road.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm thinking we should just charge it with the explorers, with the three explorers, guns ablazing. And
get it,
you know, whether we hit it or not, just make ourselves big and loud, and then those guys then could follow along, just like you said.
Can we call in air support?
There's none nearby.
Awesome right now.
All right.
So okay, I guess we stew on that for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Or
so
we play next.
Next Friday. So just
next
a week.
Friday. Okay.
Yep. Oh, okay.
So I'll give you this. You're currently traveling at 50 meters a turn, so 5 squares a turn, just because it's kind of windy through here. Normally you'd be doing double that on the straightaways. And the ground trucks have a deceleration speed of 30 meters per turn. So they have to move 20. They have to move 2 squares.
Before they can stop.
Before they can stop. So they're going to move 2 squares each on the next turn, and then they'll be stopped if you want them to stop. If you want them to go faster, they've got to get down off the hill. They've got to get to at least here before they can speed up.
But they got to make this turn right over here.
But then, yeah, they're going to have to slow down a little bit for that turn and probably for these two here, too. This one and this one. So, anyways, I'll leave the roll 20 in this map so you guys can come back and look at it during the week.
Cool. Thank you.
And we'll stop there.
All righty.
All right. Glad I was able to get in at the tail end.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're glad you showed up. It was fun.
Yeah.
All right.
Have a good night, guys.
The fact that you showed up means you're not celebrating 420 correctly.
Okay, where did they do this legalization?
That's the law for it. But it's actually what I was doing. Okay, wait. Because I think you guys think I was something that I wasn't doing.
No, we were just joking around with you. We know Tom said you were at your son's.
That was my guess, because you say you go visit him every other Friday.
Yeah, that's true. But can I put that up
there? Right. Oh. So it sounds like it's about bedtime.
Yeah,
yep.
Man.
Yep.
Good night, guys.
If you want to drop off, drop off, or you can stay on and chat.
All right.